You're listening to a Big Finish production.
I'm the only one who can find him. Let me do this.
Very well. But it'll be dangerous.
I know. My TARDIS. Where is it?
It seems he took it with him. I understand his own was a little worse for wear.
Well, then I'll need another.
Out of the question. If you travel by TARDIS, the enemy will know the second you arrive.
So, how am I meant to get there?
Find yourself a pilot. Shouldn't be too difficult. Redemption is the busiest trading planet in the galaxy, and Edge City is its busiest spaceport.
We're on Redemption?
Closest we could get to the Lehar system.
I was here the day the planet was cracked in half. Edge City. No guesses as to where that is. The edge of a broken world. But listen, I've yet to meet any pilot who will happily work for nothing, and right now my pockets are quite empty.
Here. That card has 1,000,000 credits on it. More than enough to cover your expenses.
And what's to stop me from paying this pilot to take me elsewhere?
Now, for one thing, you volunteered only a moment ago. And for another, we both know you need to find him every bit as desperately as we do.
You've got me there.
Your mission is straightforward. Find the Doctor. Stop the Doctor. And, if necessary, kill the Doctor.
Kidding me? I'm rich. I'm rich. Woohoo! I'm rich.
Yeah, hello, Rich. Pleased to meet you again.
What? How did you? Where did you?
Top tip: never try running away from someone adept at getaways. We know every shortcut. No sudden moves. This is a Dionysian atomizer. One shot. And you'll be nothing more than a shadow on that wall.
Listen, mister, I don't want any trouble.
No, me neither.
If I get arrested again, I'll be booted off Redemption. And I can't let that happen. Here, please.
Thank you.
Sorry I took it. Now, if it's all the same...
Yeah, not so fast.
I gave you the money back, didn't I? I said I was sorry.
Then neither of which compensates me for the inconvenience. But you may be able to help. I need a ship and someone to fly it.
Do I look like a pilot?
No, but you might know of one.
Throw a rock in this place and you'll hit a pilot. Where are you going?
The Lehar system.
Are you mad?
Occasionally.
No one ever goes to Lehar.
Yeah, well, I am.
What's it worth?
50,000 credits. Consider it a finder's fee.
50,000. There is one pilot who might take you.
And where can we find them?
Follow me.
I didn't catch your name.
Cricket, with a K. And you?
You can call me... Sita. Mr. Sita. You said the authorities might boot you off Redemption if you were caught. Why?
I'm a refugee from the Jaguar Belt. I got out just before... Well, you know. Spent 2 years on a Fuji barge before ending up here.
A Fugie barge?
Refugee ship. There's dozens of them in this system, built for 5,000 passengers, but most of them are carrying six times that. One meal a day, one cup of water, three of you sharing a bunk in a room with 50 other bunks.
That sounds repulsive.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. So, like I said, I can't afford to get arrested again. The guilds don't need much excuse to send someone packing.
Then why do you steal?
What other work is there in a dump like this? If I can save up enough money, I'm going to Myrmidon.
Before I meet him in person, what can you tell me about this pilot?
He's a risk taker. He'll fly you anywhere for the right price.
Oh, then I think we have the right man for the job.
This is it. The Black Flag. Now, keep your wits about you. This is a smuggler's tavern. It's a bit on the rough side.
I'm sure I've seen worse. This is charming.
You should take off that tie. You stick out like a sore thumb. This way. There he is, Captain Jorvan Morski.
Arm wrestling? Really?
He's the undefeated champion of Edge City.
Next.
Hello?
You? I see more meat on a Zek fly.
No, you see, I've no desire to engage in this, but I do have a proposition for you.
Oh, is that so?
One with considerable reward.
Oh, then take a seat. Grandeck. Move your scaly backside and let the gentleman sit down, would you? So, what'll it be?
I'm going to the Lehar system.
Whoa! No one goes to Lehar.
I told him that.
Hey, I'm talking to the organ grinder, not the monkey.
As I said, it comes with considerable reward.
I'm sure it does. Yeah, your dress rather fancy for Edge City, but you see, Lehar... It's one of the worst places in the galaxy, filled with some of the worst people in the universe. Anyone who goes there can count themselves lucky if they come back with a full complement of teeth and limbs. It's been that way for as long as anyone remembers. But it's been even worse since they showed up.
You mean the Daleks?
Who else? If anyone can get you there and back, it's me. There's just one problem.
Go on.
My ship, the Dam Daniel. The guilds have it. They impounded it for non-payment of the salt levy.
You're a salt trader, but I thought you were a smuggler.
And I am. Salt levy's the cheapest one on the tariff. Pay that and the guilds leave you alone. Or at least, they used to.
Well, that's easily resolved. I'm sure I have enough money to clear the penalty, and then...
It's not about the penalty.
I don't follow you.
The price of scrap metal keeps going up because of the war. They can't build refugee ships quick enough. So, the longer they hold onto my ship, the more valuable it becomes. They have no intention of letting it go. And certainly not to me.
What if we were to steal it?
Steal it? It's my ship!
Retrieve it, then. Reacquire.
You're serious?
Deadly. If you are the only pilot on Redemption willing to fly to Lehar, then this will seem to be our only course of action. I guarantee... You'll have your ship.
Well, that's a very big promise, Mr.
Cedar.
Well, Mr. Cedar, you should see what we're up against before making any promises.
To drive quite so fast.
Not really, but it was worth it just for the look on your face.
Wow. What is that?
That is the Tempest Cube. Maximum security depot. Anything confiscated by the guilds ends up in there.
It's huge.
Let me just take a closer look.
I don't want us drawing attention to ourselves. No,
I don't mean on foot.
What are they?
Ultrasonic thermosensitive binoculars. X-ray specs, if you prefer. They'll allow me to scan the facility inside and out. Yes, interesting. That could be rather problematic.
What do you see?
Well, the outer wall is 3 meters thick. The inner wall, 2 meters. Between them is an energy field with a temperature of around 4,000 degrees.
Huh. And the facility is guarded by aerial drones programmed to kill intruders on sight.
So that's it. Game over.
Nonsense.
How are we meant to get in there? It's impossible.
Difficult, but not impossible. To begin with, we need a fourth person, someone good at crawling into small spaces, specifically that ventilation shaft.
No one could squeeze through that.
A Medusan could.
A Medusan?
Yeah, from Hydroza. Humanoid, but boneless, like a jellyfish. Their home world was destroyed, so there must have been a few of them on the Fuji barges. Well?
I met some, not many.
Well, did any of them come here?
One did, but only one. Her name's Ilya.
Huh. Would she help us?
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know.
But is she capable?
When we were on the ship, she would steal food from the kitchens. And she was the only one who could squeeze through the vents.
Oh, she sounds perfect. Where can we find her?
The circus.
Circus? Oh, I see. It's an actual circus.
Mm-hmm. What were you expecting?
Ladies, gentlemen, and Omniforms, please welcome to the ring the one, the only, the incredible Madame Ilya!
She's a trapeze artist?
Yeah, that's Medusans for you. Very limber.
How can we talk to her?
We'll have to go to her dressing room after the show.
Three strange men loitering around backstage. We're likely to attract attention. One of us should go, the others can wait outside.
Then I nominate Cricket.
Why me?
Because if you tried making any funny moves, son, she'd crush you like a grape.
Madam Ilya!
What do you want?
Remember me? Barge 13? Cricket Demetrios? I was in Dorm C.
I have no idea who you are.
Well, okay, but...
You want an autograph? Is that it?
No.
Because if this is some conniving way of getting into my dressing room...
It's not. It's really not.
Good.
I met someone. A gentleman. A posh gentleman. And he's looking for someone with your talents.
He wants a trapeze artist.
Not quite.
Where is he? He's been gone ages.
Yeah, probably choking to death after a minor misunderstanding. Medusans have a bit of a temper. But, while we're waiting for him, tell me... Why exactly are you so keen to go to the Layar system?
I'm looking for someone.
What are they doing there?
Causing problems.
So it's your job to stop them?
Now, there's more to it than that. My quarry and I have history.
Uh-huh. Sounds interesting.
God, there you are, finally! And this must be Madame Ilya.
Ilya, these are my friends. This is... Captain Morsky.
Hey.
A pleasure.
Yeah, likewise.
And this is Mr. Seater.
Charmed, madam.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
No. It's just... You reminded me of someone. That's all.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Now, shall we find somewhere a little more private to discuss what brings us together? So, as you can see here, Ilya, your job will be to crawl down this vent and shut down the energy field.
Easy as that.
There's a 15-minute response time as soon as the field is deactivated. That's how long it'll take armed response teams to get there, once they realise we've eliminated the drones.
And what's Cricket doing while I'm risking life and limb and you're dealing with the drones?
I'm standing guard outside the ventilation shaft.
Great. And then what? We just walk up to the front door and ring the bell?
Of course not. When that's done, we go down into the sewers.
Excuse me?
It's the Tempest Cube's major weakness. Its staff still have, physical necessities. And that waste must go somewhere.
The sewer is unguarded?
Yeah, not exactly. Most of the time, it has an energy field slicing through it.
Mm-hmm. Anything that gets flushed goes down the sewer and then...
Lovely.
Once the field is down, we'll have a brief window of time before a series of metal gates close, sealing off the sewer.
Wait a second. What about the albino spider rats?
Albino spider rats?
It's an urban myth. Some story about a kid flushing his pet down the toilet and it growing to an enormous size after eating toxic waste. Come on. A load of rubbish, if you ask me.
Really?
You ever seen one?
Well, no.
Exactly.
If I may continue. Once inside the Tempest Cube, our only way out is via Captain Morsky's ship.
The only way?
Well, by then, all other exits will have been sealed, leaving only the launch jetty.
Which is 40 kilometers long.
And opens out into the suffocating void of space. The security protocol will eventually retract the jetty back into the facility. But we should have just enough time to get out of there.
Hey, will we have comms?
Yes, but to be used sparingly. If the authorities are listening, they could send voice prints to every police force in the galaxy. Ilya, you'll be safer to use them once you're in the ventilation shaft. The acoustics will mask your voice. And now, I would like to talk to each of you individually so that we know precisely what we're doing. Ilya, the ventilation shaft is 75 meters in length. It leads to the energy field generator, which is on the western side of the Tempest Cube. You and Cricket will remove the vent cover, and then you will crawl the length of the ventilation shaft, remove the second cover, and enter the generator room.
Got it.
The field generator can be deactivated with an emergency override, which requires a 3-digit code, but you can bypass that with this.
What's that?
A magic box.
Really?
No. It's a very complicated device, capable of almost instantaneous code breaking. But if I told you exactly how it works, we'd be here all day. Captain Morsky, you and I will surround the drone substation with explosives, 3 on each side.
So 12 charges, huh?
Precisely. This will destroy the outer wall and bring down the building's roof onto the transmitter, destroying it, and thus neutralizing the security drones.
Sounds straightforward enough. I'll use nitrohydrazine. Yeah, that'll demolish anything.
Excellent. Cricket?
Yes, sir?
Keep up the good work. Could you pass the detonator? Careful. Don't want anything going off prematurely now, do we?
Hey, we should get guns.
That won't be necessary.
Good. I don't like guns.
Whoa! What if they put up a fight?
Poorly paid warehouse staff in a facility that's insured to the rafters. There won't be any trouble. The only real threat are the drones. And they'll be out of action by the time we enter the cube. It's beginning to get light. You should all get some rest. We'll meet here tomorrow at sundown.
Got it.
Tomorrow at sundown.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, but before we part, I don't suppose anyone can recommend a good hotel?
In Edge City?
Define good?
Yeah.
There's the Vagabond. 2 blocks away. I stayed there when I first arrived.
If you pay a little extra, they'll give you a room without any vermin.
Delightful. Oh, the Vagabond. The Vagabond must be around here somewhere.
Come on. What is this?
Start struggling.
What is he doing? Come on. Best not fight it.
No.
Come on.
You're wasting valuable time. There are other pilots in Edge City. Find one.
Well, none of them are mad enough to fly me to the Layar system. You should have known that before you set such an impossible task.
The task is not impossible. You should be more careful.
Yeah. Am I meant to find that amusing? You are sending me to the most dangerous place in the galaxy, and you want me to be more careful?
The Medusan.
Ilya? What about her?
She knows you.
How can she? We met for the first time only a few hours ago.
But she knows you.
Oh. Of course I should have known. When the captain mentioned Hydrosa.
Project Blackstar.
And yet she's still willing to help me.
She may be biding her time. Or perhaps the money outweighs personal vengeance. Either way, you shouldn't take such risks.
We need her. She's the only one of her kind on this planet. And if she was plotting something, I would know.
Hey, what are you doing back here? Couldn't sleep, huh?
Medusans don't sleep.
Oh.
Can I help?
Not really, but thanks anyway. I'm just checking the explosives one last time, making sure the connectors work. Last thing we need is a damp squib.
Do you trust him?
Well, Sita?
Who else?
Well, if I based all my business decisions exclusively on trust, I wouldn't have much business. Why do you ask?
He reminds me of someone.
Who?
The man who destroyed Hydrosa.
Really?
I never saw him up close. I was one of the lucky ones.
Tell me what happened.
He arrived without fanfare, without warning. And then suddenly the sky was full of black fire.
Was it the war?
He was a Time Lord. That's what they said. Working on some kind of weapon, using Hydrosa as a testing ground.
And did you have a family back there?
Yes.
Children?
Yes.
And did any...
No. They didn't.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm imagining things. It seems so unlikely. One moment he's destroying worlds, the next he's here, trying to steal a spaceship.
Hey, we're not stealing it, we're just retrieving it. But yeah, that does seem a bit of a step down.
And after everything that happened, I no longer trust my own judgment. I've been so angry for so long.
So, you can't be sure it's him?
No, I mean, what do we know about him? His name?
As if it's his real name. I know he's good for the money. I know that if he was planning to double-cross me, he'd come up with some other story. Any other story than a trip to the Layar system. That's all I can go by. Cricket said you were on the Fuji barge. Do you remember him?
Yes.
What was he like?
Frightened? Timid.
Really? Doesn't seem the type.
I think he used Edge City to reinvent himself. Everyone does.
That's true.
So, who were you before you became the famous smuggler Captain Morsky?
Famous?
Well, I'd heard of you.
I was a commercial pilot. Freight, mostly. Ship got attacked in the Raven Nebula. The hijackers just wanted a ransom from the company, but the thing is, we had no cargo on board. Just the crew and the ship. And the company was insured for the loss of both. So, you know, paying a bunch of pirates wasn't their top priority.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Like you, I got away. I ran. Used one of the lifeboats, a 12-seater with just me on board. Yeah, not my proudest moment.
Were there any other survivors?
A few of us. Not many. 186 crew were killed. Executed in cold blood. Ship was abandoned. The company paid for the retrieval of the ship, but not the bodies. And they still claim the insurance of the crew. Anyway. Oh, I should probably try and get some rest. We Zarbians do sleep. Hey, good night, Ilya.
Good night, Captain.
Let's just go over this one last time.
Do we have to?
Yes. Cricket, when do you open the vent?
When I hear the explosion.
And if you don't hear an explosion?
After 5 minutes, I use the comms.
Correct. Then what happens?
I crawl down the vent and shut down the field generator using the magic box.
Which is when the security protocols kick in. So, now the clock is ticking. How long do you have before the ventilation shaft is sealed with quick-setting foam?
42 seconds.
41.
Cricket's right. And then?
We enter the sewers.
And when did the sewer gates begin to close?
After 6 minutes and 33 seconds.
Correct. And then we
climb up a ladder through a manhole and into the staff showers.
That's right.
That'll be a nice surprise for someone.
And then we head for the main warehouse. Turn right, climb the stairs, walk across the gangway, and board my ship.
And how long till they retract the jetty?
After when?
After we shut down the energy field.
Oh, that's 12 minutes and 13... No,
13 minutes and 12 seconds?
Perfect. I do believe we're ready. This is it. Captain, you have the detonator?
Left it in the house.
Oh, really? But
I'm joking.
Cricket, Ilya, you have everything you need. Ratchet, magic box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then this is where we part company. Captain, you and I will go this way.
Uh-huh.
Ilya, Cricket, you go that way. And good luck.
I'm guessing you're the reason I find myself involved in all this.
What do you mean?
They needed a Medusan. They found the only one on Redemption. Quite a coincidence.
Right. Yeah, well, you see, I remembered how you used to sneak into the kitchens.
You remembered that?
Of course.
Good thing you didn't go blabbing about it on the barge.
I wouldn't. Just here, it seemed... Are you angry with me?
No. Not really. Did you know, on Hydroza, I was a surgeon. And here, on Redemption, they have me performing circus tricks. Just glad my family never saw me doing that.
Did any of them get away? Like you?
No, none of them. What about you? Where are you from?
Jagbar.
I'm so sorry. That must have been...
It all happened so quickly. One day, life was normal, the next. I remember the first ships coming down through the clouds. And they came swarming out. From a distance, they looked like insects. And their voices. I'll never forget the sound of that.
You know, once we've stolen the captain's ship, there's no coming back to Redemption.
I know that. I'm going to Myrmidon.
I've heard it's nice there.
Me too.
Okay, this is it. You've got the ratchet?
Yeah, but Can't you just squeeze through the vent?
I may be gelatinous, but I'm also susceptible to pain. And squeezing between razor-sharp slats is likely to be a bit painful.
Good point. I'll take it off.
Get down! No!
What is it?
It's one of the drones. Just carrying out a routine check, I think. But we need to stay still till the coast is clear. Was that your stomach?
Yeah. I didn't have any breakfast. I could murder a Zufi bar right now. Remember them?
Yes. But I can't believe we're talking about Zufi bars at a time like this.
I loved Zufi bars. The factory where they made them was on Jackpot. So that's it. No more Zufi bars. Weird, isn't it?
I hadn't thought of it that way. But yeah, that is weird. No more Zufi bars. Oh, it's gone. But it's heading towards Sita and the captain.
Should we warn them?
Too risky. We can only hope they see it before it sees them.
This is it, huh?
It's the drone substation.
Yeah, it looks more like a tool shed.
I've seen a similar setup elsewhere. Inside this bunker, there'll be a transmitter with only a 10-50-mile radius, hence why it's so small. Most of the time, it's unmanned. Nobody goes in, nobody goes out. That door is there for emergencies. Now, we should start rigging up the explosives.
Hey, I'm on it.
Oh, dear.
What? What's wrong?
We have company, one of the drones. It's coming this way.
Oh, great. What can we do?
We need to find a hiding place.
We're on open ground. There's nowhere to hide. We haven't got enough time to rig these properly. Our priority is dealing with that drone.
What do you mean?
We'll just have to set off the explosives as they are, and hope it takes out the transmitter.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'll pack him in as tightly as I can. Do you have the detonator?
Of course. There. Let's go. Quickly.
Greg, come on.
Get down.
No! What happened?
Nothing.
Why didn't they detonate?
I don't know. It should have worked.
Identify yourselves.
Okay. We got about 15 seconds. Give me the detonator.
What?
The detonator, give it to me.
I think we've established that it doesn't work.
Just give it to me.
Here.
Comply within the next 10 seconds, or you will be executed in accordance with the trespassing at 4170.
You didn't remove the tab.
Which tab?
I think that was the substation. That was a really stupid question.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Let's get the cover off. When you said you can remember me from the barge, did you mean it?
Why? Did I hurt your feelings? I remember you. You always wore a red coat.
That's right.
What happened to it?
Sold it when I got here. Didn't have any money. Needed to eat. The coat was the only thing of value I had on me. When we were on the barge, I was a bit scared of you, to be honest.
Why?
You always seemed so angry. You didn't really talk to anyone.
I didn't have anything to say.
Done.
Thank you.
Take this. For unfastening the grill at the other end. You've got the magic box?
I have the magic box. Be careful out here.
I will. You too. How does she do that?
Keep your eyes peeled.
For what? The drones are down.
Yeah, but if anyone's noticed, they might send someone out to investigate. We don't have enough time to deal with any further obstacles.
If I had a gun...
Oh, such a vulgar way to dispatch one's enemies.
Vulgar?
I prefer more elegant. cunning methods.
You know, Ilya told me you reminded her of someone.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. Someone from her life before she was a refugee. But it sounds unlikely. I mean, what are the chances?
Well, quite.
And I'm not a big believer in coincidence. When things seem mysteriously connected, it's usually because they are. And the mystery is just a secret waiting to be found out.
You think I have secrets?
Everyone does. The question is whether a secret has the power to affect those around you.
Well, as I said, Ilya must have mistaken me for someone else.
Yeah, most likely.
Who was it I reminded her of, exactly?
The person who killed her family. Along with everyone else in Hydrosa.
Well, that's absurd.
I suppose so. Luckily, she agrees. Because I'd hate for something like this to become a problem.
Well, I really don't see how it could.
Yeah, it's not you I'm worried about, it's Ilya. There's a fire in her. A lot of hatred in her. You can see it in her eyes. Oh, she tries to hide it, but when you're familiar with that kind of hatred, you can spot it a mile off. And it strikes me that none of us really know one another.
And the captain. They should be with you any moment. Oh, I've reached the second grill. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Clicks, remember?
Sorry, I mean... Who goes there?
Calm down, Squirt, it's only us.
Is she in?
Not yet.
Are you sure she can do this?
I have every confidence in her.
Okay. What do we have here? Oh, I hope this works. I'm relying on you, magic box. That doesn't sound right. I'm in the generator room, but I think I've broken it. The magic box, the generator, everything! Oh, wait a second. It's worked. It's actually worked. The field's down.
Yes. Ah, well done. Now get out of there as quickly as you can. You have 41 seconds before the vent is sealed.
What happens if she's still in there when it's sealed?
It's a fast-setting foam. It'll flow through the vent and become like concrete in seconds.
She'd be trapped in there.
Yes.
No. Whoa, wait, wait. Can you hear that?
Bravo!
I left the magic box behind. Should I go back and get it? It looked expensive.
It served its purpose, and we have to keep going. Next stop, the sewer.
Oh, great. The sewer. Oh, it stinks in here.
What the zarbok do you people eat?
Hey, it's a sewer. What were you expecting?
They've begun closing the sewer gates. This way. We need to get through the last before it shuts.
I don't think I'll ever get this smell out of my nose.
It offends every one of my senses.
What was that?
No, probably just a graffler.
What's a graffler?
It's a small lizardy thing. Breathes methane and eats, well, I'll leave that to your imagination.
That sounded bigger than a small lizardy thing.
Everyone, try to remain calm and keep walking.
What is it?
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
It isn't.
It is.
Spider rat!
Everybody run!
Oh! It's gaining on us!
Isn't there anything you can do?
Like what?
I don't know, to strangle it? I thought magicians were meant to be strong.
Have you seen the size of that thing?
Quickly!
Not far off.
We're almost there!
That was close.
Way too close.
Do you think that gate's strong enough to hold it?
The clock is still ticking, everyone. So let's not stick around long enough to find out.
Don't mind us. Here, I'll help you up.
Thank you, Helia.
Thanks, Helia.
Thanks, Helia.
Who are you?
Maintenance.
Just checking the drains.
Don Daniel. Never thought I'd see her again.
We need to get up to that gangway. Quickly.
Guys, I think they've been noticed.
Just remain calm. Like I said, they're poorly paid warehouse staff. They won't do anything rash.
I don't know. They look kind of angry.
There's a gun on my ship. I could run and get it.
Or we could stick to the plan, go to your ship and fly away without further incident.
Poorly paid warehouse staff, he said. There won't be any trouble, he said.
Get run!
More running!
This way.
Oh, he's been hit.
Is he all right?
No, he's out cold.
It's all right. I'll carry him.
Come on. We're almost there. Come on, get in. Home again. Home again. Jiggity jig. Right. I swear, if they be messing with the controls, I'd go.
Sita, is he all right?
He'll live, but that wound needs seeing to. Do you have a medical bay?
Huh? Oh, down the stairs, first lift, opposite the cargo hold.
Thank you.
Oh, come on. Oh, damn it!
What's wrong?
They've started retracting the jetty.
It's all right. We're in the medical bay. You're lucky. I'm a doctor.
Doctor?
Let's check those vital signs, shall we? No. No. It can't be.
They're already closing the outer gates. We're not going to make it.
Nothing else for it. We'll just have to launch on half power and then make the jump once we're clear. Brace yourself, kid. Turn on the rear view monitor.
The what?
The rear view monitor to your right, next to the air brake controls.
I don't know what they are.
It's the little gray screen with the green button.
This?
Yeah, push the button. What do you see?
I don't know. It's a bit fuzzy.
Tap it. Not the button, the screen!
Oh, that's better. Oh, dear.
What?
Two Guild cruisers on our tail, weapons primed.
Yeah, not a problem.
Not a problem! They're about to open fire!
And our quantum thrusters are ready for action. Finally. Oh. Ilya! Strap yourself and Cedar in. We're about to jump. Ilya! Preparing to jump in 10, 9, 8, 7...
I can't find my seatbelt!
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's tucked behind the seat. I don't know. Hold on to something.
What? But...
3, 2, 1...
Ah!
me across the room.
I thought I told you to hold on to something. Get back in your seat and watch the monitor, will you?
Yes, Captain.
Now, what do you see?
Nothing.
That's what I like to hear. I gotta put this thing on autopilot for a bit. Oh. Right. Gotta go check on the patient. After all, he's the one paying us. Hey, Ilya. How is he?
Your key.
I'm sorry?
Your key to the cargo hold. Give it to me.
Why? What do you need?
I take it that's where you keep your weapons?
Well, yeah, but... Hey, what's going on here? What's happened?
He's coming too. We don't have much time.
Oh, Ilya, have you lost your mind?
It's him. I know it's him. He has 2 heartbeats. And the flesh wound? It healed in seconds, right before my eyes. He's a Time Lord.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Now look, even if that's true...
He's the one who destroyed my world. The one who murdered my children.
Hey, hey, what if you're wrong?
Give me the key!
I can't do that!
I have to do it before he wakes! He's a murderer! He is dangerous, and we can't trust him! I won't ask you again.
Please, Ilya.
I'm sorry. I don't want to do this.
No, you...
I'm sorry.
What's that?
Captain Morsky? The sensors say we're coming up to some chaos rapids. You might want to pilot this thing manually for a bit. Captain? Captain!
That's not good.
Captain? Are you down here? Captain!
Hey.
What happened?
It's Ilya. She's gonna kill Sita.
But that doesn't make any sense. Why?
It's a long story, kid. She thinks he's the one who killed her family.
We have to stop her!
Hey, Cricket, wait! Be careful!
I knew I'd find you eventually. Thought you could escape, is that it?
Please, Ilya.
I know who you are. I remember what you did.
You don't understand.
You took everything from me. Close your eyes.
No.
Close them.
Ilya, you don't want to do this. Put the gun down. For your sake, not mine.
Ilya! What are you doing?
This doesn't concern you.
Put the gun down.
He has to die.
Cricket, stay back.
You can't do this, Ilya. We're a team, aren't we?
Team? We barely know one another. And as for Sita... You really don't know what he's capable of.
Ilya, just put the gun down.
Out of my way. I have to do this.
You don't!
I'm sorry, but I do.
No!
Let go!
I can't
stop this!
No!
No!
Cricket.
He's dead. He died protecting you.
Please, Ilya.
Death follows you everywhere, doesn't it? But this is where the journey ends.
Ilya!
This is for my children.
Ilya.
Remember me. Remember what you did. I hope it burns. I hope.
Still not so fond of guns.
You killed her.
She'd already killed Cricket, and she was about to kill you.
Cricket was an accident, and as for me, well, that was personal.
Well, the less I know about that, the better. It's a shame about the boy, though. I was just beginning to like him. Once we're out of the Chaos Rapids, you can help me carry the bodies to the airlock. much of a send-off, but it'll have to do. Did you want to say anything? A prayer, a few words? What is it your people do when saying goodbye to the dead?
My people? Yeah,
the Time Lords.
Oh.
Ilya told me. Before what happened.
Well, our funeral rites are much like anyone else's. We have tombs. We say words.
Mm-hmm. But not now.
Right now, there are no words for what's going on out there.
This war of yours, will it ever end?
All things end, eventually.
Yeah, not a long enough time scale, perhaps, but will it end within my lifetime?
I can't say.
Because it seems to me this war just carries on spilling out into the universe, poisoning everything it touches. It's a war I don't think anyone can win.
We shall see, Captain. We shall see.
Been listening to The War Master, Hearts of Darkness, The Edge of Redemption by David Llewellyn. The Master was played by Derek Jacobi. Captain Morsky, Colin McFarlane. Cricket, Sam Hallian. Ilya, Julia Sandiford. Grondak, George Fletcher. And Narvin, Sean Carlson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer, and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haygettery.
Hello, my name's Scott Hancock. I am the producer and director of The War Master, and I'm joined this afternoon by the lovely
George Fletcher. I'm playing various characters in part one.
Hello, I'm Julia Sandiford, and I'm playing Ilya.
Sam Hallian playing Cricket.
Hello, I'm Derek Jacobi, and I'm playing the Master.
Hello, I'm Colin McFarlane, and I'm playing Captain Morsky.
Welcome all. A day with a wonderfully motley crew thrown together in the play and also in the studio. How have you found today? There we go. The bonds have clearly been formed. And
we found it very easy up until lunch.
But, I mean, it's been quite fun. I assume for you, Derek,
yeah,
having to assemble a team to work around you and not kill them, as you normally would.
Yes.
Has that been quite nice, sort of?
It's been a bit frustrating. Yes. I have to control my natural instincts.
Your natural instinct as an actor to want to kill everybody around you.
I'm not a very pleasant person.
No. But for the rest of you, when you read this script, what did you make of it and your parts particularly? You know, we've got the Artful Dodger type, the Medusan, the rough and ready captain, and then George, your man in shower.
Man in shower.
But yeah, what did you make of the flavour of it as you went along?
First thing I thought when I read the first episode was that it reminded me of Star Wars because of the kind of the way the captain is. It had a little bit of a Harrison Fordy type feel.
And the sort
you know,
of cantina.
And he's in the, you know, the arm, well, the arm wrestling opening sequence in the kind of bar. And so I went into that space, maybe because I've only seen Star Wars a few weeks ago. I don't know. But it had that kind of feel to me.
I think what I liked is that the three characters that the Master brings together are all people who've been very damaged and lost their homes and are survivors. So there's a lot of hurt people that are coming together and working together. And then it becomes this sort of frantic caper and it all becomes very fun and exciting. So that's an element I enjoyed.
I think something that was nice about working on this was it's setting up this sprawling narrative across multiple parts so you could take more time over things. So, I mean, I'm only in the first part, but there was almost more time given to everyone because we're alluding to things that are going to happen in the future. Whereas in the past, when I've worked with you before, Scott, on a couple of like standalone things, so there's like a lot to cram in. Mm. Whereas with this, you got a little bit more of like the relationships between, I'd almost have liked to see more, but unfortunately that can't happen now. But like the relationships between Cricket and Morsky, like that father-son dynamic, or the kind of almost older sister, sometimes matriarchal relationship with Ilya. Don't give me that look, Julia. Hmm.
I gave Julia the same look then.
Matriarchal? What look was that?
That's not how I was expecting it to be played, but...
No, there's like a care there, like even though there's a kind of rough edge in a few scenes, there's also some nice things. It's particularly at the end, that's quite heart-wrenching that she almost holds that as one more thing to hold against the master, when really she's responsible
for
it.
Yes, it's like she's lost another child, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And George, for you, coming in and doing lots of different voices, including little alien chirruping.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a huge fan anyway, so I just got such a kick out of doing some alien scuttle noises and robots and droids and things. I just thought I'd say it's really exciting as well, obviously, to have an iteration of the Master, which debuted in one episode into 2007, to see this whole other life to it. And also anything that kind of extends the, you know, the mythos of Time Wars and things like that, I think is incredibly exciting. So I'm more than honoured to scuttle in the background of this.
And, you know, the characters are thrown in and have to form relationships really quickly, as you have had as a cast. As actors, do you find it harder with the sort of radio play where you have less time to establish those relationships?
I think it's easier because you have the words in front of you. I find that much easier.
So as opposed to months of rehearsal or getting to know each other, you can just throw yourselves in.
All that endless improvising, hopefully.
No games, just do the talking.
Yes.
And, you know, then the script takes on the feel of a heist movie. So even though we've got the trappings of a sci-fi world, it is a little bit Ocean's 11, I think, at times, or things like that. Did that make it easier to engage with reading it?
It's always nice to have a jumping off point. If there's a reference, and I know I've seen this before in scripts that we've worked with, if you've got that visualisation, it makes everything a lot easier. And as Derek was saying, having the words in front of you, and also it's a less of a visual experience in, like, well, by its very nature, but if you're on set in something or you're in a show, like, acting can be quite a vain project, and you get to leave a lot of that at the door here because you're in a nice booth with lovely people. There's a lovely atmosphere, and so you have less of that to worry about if you're so inclined.
I mean, talking about filming mad sci-fi things like this, Derek, obviously you did a Doctor Who as the Master years ago, but Colin, you've also done one with Peter Capaldi. So how do you find the experience on a sort of film set in Cardiff compared to coming in here and just sort of having to imagine mad spaceships and computers and aliens and everything like that around you?
Well, you have to imagine a lot of it on set anyway, because there's only, as usual, it's smoke and mirrors, so there's only normally a bit of a set and little bits missing. But on the one hand, yes, it is definitely easier because we haven't got to learn any lines, but sometimes, obviously, it is nicer to have a little bit of time to kind of get inside the character and, you know, be around it a bit more before you launch in, especially as you and I had a conversation before we started this as to, you know, via my agent, I was going, is he English? Is he American? Is he? And then you were kind of like, well, you like doing American. Do you want to play him American? So
that's basically how I work.
What do you fancy doing? So, you know, so that kind of thing, yeah, you know, normally you have a little bit longer to kind of get inside it, but he's such a nice character. It was kind of, it just felt like that was the way it should go. So, but I don't think, compared to doing a Doctor Who, obviously it's just a different discipline altogether. And the episode I did actually involved the opposite of what we're doing, because it was an awful lot of walking, because I was playing a zombie most of the time, which meant most of the day was either chasing or being chased, and it was just, you did a lot of walking. I lost a lot of weight on that show. It's quite useful.
I do remember hearing about you being cast and thought, oh, great, because you've got one of the finest voices.
Well, thank you very much.
In showbiz.
And then I didn't use it. Yeah.
You spoke for the pre-credits and then just appeared as a ghost that said nothing.
Correct, and spent about 5 hours every morning in prosthetics.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and then that was actually not so bad. The worst bit was the end of the day when everyone's finished and they go, OK, it's a wrap, and everyone's rushing off to their cars and you've got another hour and a half of getting out of the stuff. That was the killer. So, yeah, very different experience.
Which is what Derek has to enjoy now. We have to take his prosthetics off
there for you go.
A few hours.
Yes,
before he can go home.
Hours of Jacoby being in makeup.
Yeah. Yes.
My days of prosthetic are longer.
Oh, my God.
Of course, for Claudius, you...
Yes.
Oh, how, that was ours. How was that back
well,
in the day?
Well, we eventually got it off by jumping into a hot bath full of Badidas with a snorkel.
You full of what?
Kidding.
Badidas was a foaming, sort of foaming cleanser in the bath.
Oh, wow.
It created lots of bubbles. Wow. And I got a snorkel and lay under it. And gradually, my false face floated off.
That's crazy.
That must have been the very early days of that sort of makeup, though.
This was 1976, yeah. Nearly 50 years ago.
Yeah. I watched it when I was at school and fell in love with it. That's when I first discovered this man. I was like watching that in my third or fourth, 76. So I was at school, 73 to 80. So there you go. It was right. And we all just were glued to the TV and watching this amazing series.
That's it. I was showing it during my Latin GCSEs. We'd all just sit down whilst studying Suetonius and stuff like that.
Thank you all for making me feel so old.
You're happiest when you're 82, Derek. You told us yourself. on which note, we've killed off two of you.
Yes.
George is still in the shower, and Colin and Derek are off to the Lehar system. So,
yeah, we are.
Thank you all for a lovely day.
Thank you for a lovely day.
Thank you, listeners, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.